One Bloomington City Council member who voted for the city to fund a large portion of the proposed Bloomington Public Library expansion also voted against a tax increase to pay for the project. Now, Councilmember Donna Boland says she has more questions about the project before she makes her final vote on the tax levy. Boland represents Ward 2 in Southwest Bloomington, and she tells Eric Stock that she changed course after she heard from constituents.
Immediately following my vote for the resolution, in favor of the resolution, I received many emails from my constituents, and they identified themselves as being from Ward 2, and they were actually rather upset that I voted in favor of the resolution. They assumed I was voting in favor of the library. I am in favor of the library. I'm in favor of updating the library. However, I do not have in my possession, I guess what I would call an itemized spreadsheet for what is actually being spent for what item. For example, how much is the structural cost? How much is decorating? How much is the electrical? How much is the wiring? So we'll see. The final vote will not be until December 6th, and I hope to get more information before then.
Is there a scenario where you would support it if it were to be scaled down? And I say that considering it's been scaled down considerably to get to where it is now.
Well, it's not so much about scaling down as much as it is, I guess, accurate and adequate. Adequate and accurate information. That's how I make all my decisions. You know, once I get all the information that's available, then I weigh that, talk to my colleagues, talk to the constituents, and then make the final decision. I also found out that, well, I was under the assumption that the $1.7 million donations, that is their goal. The library actually does not have that cash in their bank account. So they are bringing forward $4 million that they have saved over the years. And I think that's a great commitment. However, I would have liked to see that 1.7 or more in donations from the community to offset the $17 million that will need to be bonded.
And it is my understanding in talking with the library about this that they are looking to raise that additional revenue now that they have a better idea of where the project stands, and then they will use that to sort of backfill the rest of the funding for this project. And if they don't reach that, then they will scale back accordingly. That's sort of where the slack is in how far they go with this project.
Well, that comment was made to me, and that is correct, but I specifically asked, you know, how much money do you have on hand? And I also looked on their website with their financial statements from the meeting of November 2021, and they have $300,000 for the library expansion in hand, or as pledges. It's not even in the bank account. So here's where I'm coming from. And it's a chicken and egg type of thing. You're asking the city to raise taxes to fund the library before you're asking people to donate money. So here's the question. Would you be more willing to donate money and pay less taxes? Or will you pay more taxes and say, sorry, I don't want to donate now?
So to shift gears to infrastructure, or to shift gears to the American Rescue Plan funding, the city is getting over $13 million over the next several years, and you've said infrastructure and broadband access are two priorities for you. How much more would you like to see the city invest in infrastructure with this federal money, and what specifically would you like to see done?
Well, I'm not the only... I'm not the only one in this community, nor the elected officials, that have said infrastructure, specifically the older infrastructure in the core of the downtown, has is old and needs to be replaced and updated. And I have heard that for 7 years. I agree. It's a public health issue to have combined sewers. And if we have this money made available and it is clearly to be used or is allowed to be used for infrastructure, then to me, it's a gift. We have to fix the infrastructure anyway. Where we would get money otherwise, I have no idea, because that is why our infrastructure is in the condition that it's in.
That was Bloomington City Councilmember Donna Boland speaking with Eric Stock. The city plans to hold a public hearing on the city's and library's tax levies December 6th. The council will vote on the levies the following week.